This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Yeah, given the nature of a live broadcast, we are working, working remotely. We are in East London this morning, but of course, communicating with our main studio in Johannesburg. So if there is a lapse, unfortunately, that is the nature of the business, given what we are, or the task that we are been given the responsibility to undertake this morning. The time now is 8 minutes past the hour, 10 o'clock, still coming to you from the Buffalo City Stadium, where, of course, we are commemorating or marking the 20-year anniversary of the EPWP, which, of course, is the Expanded Public Works Program, where we are seeing a number of participants coming out in their numbers, many clad in yellow overalls this morning. Of course, that is their uniform as they undertake their various responsibilities across our communities in this country. And just looking quickly at our Twitter timeline or X, we do have a number of comments, differing views coming about this EPWP. Nomqibelo Ngobo saying that, honestly, these programs are not effective. And my issue is that government had 5 years to implement them. 2024 towards elections. I also think they are concentrating on selected provinces, not all of them. It is as if they are looking at provinces to garner more votes. That is the view. Belo Ngoboshi, of course, commenting on our X timeline this morning as we commemorate or mark 20 years of the EPWP. And let me remind you that we are still coming live from East London with this special broadcast, which is dedicated to celebrate this feat that is 20 years of EPWP. And we do have the pleasure of speaking with one of the participants in studio of this Expanded Public Works program. I do have Sphelele Manqele, who, of course, is a beneficiary of the EPWP. Program. His business is mainly around the jewelry design space. He is in studio to tell us a bit more of what he does and how he came to know of the EPWP and how he got to participate as well. A pleasure to have you in studio, Sphelele.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, take us back to when you first joined the EPWP. Can you recall how you got involved in this program?
Yes. First of all, I'd like to greet the listeners. We joined EPWP in 2017. From that time, the organization was struggling in terms of accommodating a higher volume of learners. EPWP beneficiaries. So at that time, we're being able to accommodate less than 30. Mm. So the struggle was we couldn't afford to give pay stipend for them, and also the PPE, you know. So we were limited in terms of the intake versus what we used to get, like, as AMA applications. Mm. So fast forward to 2024, we now can accommodate up to 140
sure.
EPWP participants. And from there, we've managed to get quite a few success stories.
Tell us a bit about those stories as well. I mean, I would imagine that you have, given the response that you speak of, that initially you could only have an intake of a limited number of young people who could participate in this program. Of course, it has grown. And it gives you a sense of just the demand when it comes to or to the number of people or young people looking for jobs in this country. What would you say the interaction was, especially in conversations that you've had with young people who are involved in your program?
It was more about changing the situation from where they come from. Mm. By gaining skill and also making sure that they sustain themselves. And
yeah. But how does it actually work? I mean, for people listening to this conversation, you, of course, are involved in the jewelry design space, you know, which gives you a sense that the EPWP is not just concentrating on one particular sector, for instance, construction or refuse removal. It is a wide program. What is your business about? And exactly what does it offer to these young people who may be interested?
Okay, Limpopo Jewelry Business Incubator, which is based at Sishego in Polokwane, is an institution where we train EPWP beneficiaries on jewelry manufacturing skills. So we take them for a program of 4 years, which is level 2, level 3, level 4, and artisan. And then after artisan, that's where they go for their trade test to become qualified goldsmiths. Yes.
So having been part of this program, Spelele, what valuable lessons have you learned that you believe will continue to benefit you even after you've completed your participation in this program?
I've learned that there's quite a talent in South Africa. It just needs to be unearthed. We just need to keep on, those who are at the forefront needs to keep on opening doors so that we can change the situation around the country and also alleviate poverty. Yes. Just to add, some of the beneficiaries that we used to train, they are now part of the training team, also training learners. And some of them, they are out in other institutions also as trainers, and some of them are running their small businesses.
That's because it does give a sense that even after the training, it doesn't simply stop there. There are opportunities that still lie ahead. Give us a sense of the opportunities that come in line with your, that is, a jewelry making and design. What can they venture into afterwards?
They can venture, because this is art, you know. You don't have to be fully employed. You can create your own art at any space, at workshop, at home, or anywhere. So it's quite a fun industry where one can explore at any given space. Doesn't have to be a 9-to-5 job. So I will encourage people to actually use it to start their own businesses and start growing from there at an early age, because I think when you are still young, you can easily take risk and you don't have to calculate too much. So the sooner they commit, the sooner they learn from the journey and improve their businesses.
Speaking about improving businesses, of course, Limpopo Jewelry Business Incubator is a business in and of itself.
Yes.
Give us a sense about what your plans are, especially for expansion.
We're always looking forward to how can we compete internationally. So that's, we do that by now. We do partake in international exhibitions. Last year we did Miami, Las Vegas, and we only did that two last year. Where we also,
so you've gone global, Chief.
Yes, where we are also we are also introduced to new equipment, because we cannot deny the fact that the other countries are still ahead of us in terms of technological equipment that can speed up the manufacturing process and also the accuracy and efficiency, you know. So our aim is to try by all means to be a sense of excellence and try to match up with even beyond matching up the international market.
And on a personal level, with the cohort of call them young people or students that have come through your incubation program, what do you hope to see come out of it, especially insofar as them having the ability to not just only make a living or an income, but also feed their families and possibly even create their own businesses?
Actually, there's a lot, but right now I always tell them that a couple of years ago I was on the other side where they are, and years later I'm on the other side. So we are there to open spaces and create more opportunities. I'm hoping to see them taking leadership also and ensuring that they make a change wherever they're coming from.
Spelele, let me thank you so much for your time. That's Spelele Manqele. He's, of course, is the man behind Limpopo Jewelry Business Incubator, which is one of the beneficiaries of this EPWP program. And, of course, his background being in design, jewelry design, as well as jewelry making as well, saying that over 100 students or young people have come through his particular program and have gained valuable skills, also being able to not just create opportunities for themselves, but also being able to make an income and feed their families, which of course is an important issue at the heart and minds of many South Africans. Of course, in the midst of soaring unemployment levels, especially affecting young people in this country. We still are keen to hear from you, the Power Listener, about your thoughts regarding this 20-year anniversary of the EPWP program. Feel free to give us a call and give us your insights as well on what you make of it. Have you at some point interacted with this particular program? Are you seeing its good work in some of your communities as well? The power line is 0861-987-000. WhatsApp line 0833037093. On Twitter, we are at PowerFM987. Remember, the show hashtag is a Power Talk. Facebook, simply search for PowerFM and connect with us.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.